Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Dutch investigators have been examining some of the bodies found in the wreckage of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17, which crashed last Thursday on the Ukrainian-Russian border. 298 people died, and the international community believes pro-Russian separatists shot the plane down with a surface-to-air missile. The crash site is under rebel control. It has not been secured, it has been looted, and some of the bodies have not been recovered. The majority of people who were on board were from the Netherlands. 193 out of the 298 were Dutch. And the Dutch government is pressing to have their representatives in charge of the investigation, and they want full access to the crash site. Prime Minister Mark Rutte addressed his parliament this morning and said he was doing everything to get the bodies back.
It is verschrikkelijk dat door de omstandigheden ter plekke.
It is awful that the recovery of bodies and belongings is taking such a long time due to the situation in the area. It's intolerable. At the same time, we have to realise there are many concerns surrounding the armed rebel groups in the area. The Netherlands is doing everything that is possible, and it is our number one priority, to repatriate remains as soon as possible. We want our people to return home.
Well, in the past 10 minutes, I've been speaking to Dutch journalist Michael Bles. He works with Radio Netherlands. He told me that the chaos and the absence of any information about where the bodies are is making a nightmare even worse for the families.
I think most of the people are still a bit in shock because of the enormous impact of that and the strange accident basically that happened. People really are still trying to grasp it, like what happened here. This is such a weird accident that happened. And now the weekend has passed. I think more people are indeed getting quite worried about what the state of this train that's still there at the site. Where is it going to go in the near future?
And they must feel very helpless as well, because there is nothing really that they can do.
No, you're absolutely right. I think it's the worst place to fall down, basically. Well, the place itself, of course, was the reason that the plane hit the ground there. But no, yeah, it's just really a nightmare for everyone who's involved, indeed, yes.
And are people becoming angry? Presumably they're still in shock. They're obviously grieving. But is there a growing anger as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think because of social media as well, a lot of people see what's happening to the bodies and see what is happening to their possessions. And just only the idea that these people are lying there in this train just waiting is just, it's really incomprehensible for a lot of people. And people start to get worried as well and start to put some pressure on our government, like, act, do something, because this can be going on for another couple of days. That would be insane.
And are the government doing as much as they can, do you think?
Well, what Mark Rutte, our vice president, president does is, he's trying to get some sort of coalition with other leaders to put some pressure on the separatists or on Russia or on whoever, but. Yeah, I think he's still too hesitant, and my main concern is that economics are the reason that he's very hesitant, because we have a lot of business going on with Russia, of course, and it would be such a shame if that would really be the main reason that he doesn't want to act like a man, you know.
And do you get a sense that that is playing a factor?
I sincerely hope not, but I just can't imagine that is not of any influence. So yeah, that's my biggest fear, is that again these economics are in the way of human development, or basically how this story will end.
I was listening to a Dutch MP being interviewed earlier today, and he was saying that it's a small country, obviously, mm-hmm. the Netherlands, and most people would have known somebody on that flight. And you yourself knew someone, Michael, a close friend of yours, and his girlfriend were on board.
Yes, my friend Lawrence, or Laurens, as you pronounce it in Dutch, he was on this flight. Yeah, that, that was it. Yeah.
And where? What was he planning on doing? Where was he going?
They were traveling via Kuala Lumpur to Indonesia for holidays with his girlfriend, who was living in has been living in America for a few years. So they traveled up and down quite a few times. But then, of course, only by themselves. So they posted a photo on Facebook at 10 o'clock in the morning, like, traveling with the two of us is much so much more fun. And with this photo of them in the airport. So yeah, that was really heartbreaking to see. Yeah.
And how do you remember him?
I was speaking about him, of course, with my basketball mates, and we said, like, we had 100 people who could go earlier, as we say. He was just a very open hearted, a totally positive guy, with always smiling and always in for good fun. And yeah, it was just so shocking to hear that actually he was on that plane.
And that's the awful thing, isn't it? The human stories, the ordinariness of so many of the stories as well, just doing what so many of us have done and continue to plan to do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I flew the same route a month ago with my family. So yeah, it was really shocking to, all these people and the whole of Netherlands got dragged into this crazy war that you don't want to be part of. So yeah, that's basically a feeling that's coming up now after the shock as well. Like, okay, why are we dragged into this? We don't want to be into it.
And once, hopefully, it is established soon that the bodies can come home. I mean, is there a need for people there to blame someone for this and for action to be taken against whoever was responsible?
Yeah, I think so. But since what I explained, since it was such a bizarre happening, people don't really know where to go to. Of course, a lot of people blame Putin, but yeah, it's so hard to get an idea out of the fact that out of the facts that you get from the media, because it's all blurred and it's all biased of what now I've written just a couple of hours ago there was some statement by the Russians that they say we didn't see any rockets being fired, we only saw a plane from Ukraine or a jet fighter from Ukraine in the area. So it's all a blame game. We can't really judge from that, I think, because it's just too biased and too political.
That was Dutch journalist Michael Bles from Radio Netherlands speaking to me just before we came on air. Well, a book of condolence opened today at the Dutch embassy in Dublin so that people here can pay their respects to the people who died on board that flight last Thursday. Our reporter Brian Lally met some of those who were there.
Well, we feel a deep sympathy for the families of the people who were killed in the plane crash. And we just wanted to do something supportive. That's really our motivation.
And as you look around, there's flowers, there's children's toys. It's very sad.
Yeah, it's very sad indeed. It's terrible that it happened, and it can't be undone. But if we can do anything at all to support them, we'd do it. Maybe some good could come out of it if the war could end over there. You'd never know.
Oh, it's really, really sad. And we empathise so much, and such a high number of Dutch people lost in such a nothing to do with them, and the fact that they lost so many people, I think it's dreadful. It seems kind of useless.
And when you see the pictures of the children and that, you know, your mother, your grandmother.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why we can't do a lot about it, but at least if we make a little effort to show our concern, and we will have them in our prayers and thoughts for until this is. Hopefully, the whole tragedy should, the whole war should really end this nonsense that's going on.
Why have you come here today?
Just to give my respects to the people, victims of the crash that happened in eastern Ukraine. Absolutely shocking. And I think the whole community could come together as one with respect for the people, victims, even though the Russian rebels have been taking stuff that doesn't belong to them.
Dreadful.
It's shocking.
Now, as well as the ordinary citizens of Dublin, on hand was Her Excellency Manuela Braju, the Romanian ambassador to Ireland.
We came here to pay respects and to sign the condolences book, which is open in the Embassy of Netherlands for the victims of the flight. It is dreadful. It is dreadful because as diplomats we travel a lot. This can happen anytime. It's dreadful maybe for Romania even more because it's in our vicinity, neighborhood. Ukraine is our direct neighbor. We are all, of course, preoccupied about the developments in general in Ukraine, about Russia's response. And I am personally really worried and appalled by the fact that innocent people are victims to this. Even as a direct neighbor, I have never traveled there, but probably it will be one of my priorities when, you know, situation will be better to know Ukraine, Republic of Moldova, Russia itself. I think it's a fascinating territory. We have a lot of things in common, but the circumstances are not as such to allow a touristic visit. For me, as a mother, as a daughter, to see personal belongings spread, memorabilia of the people who are in the flight so vividly, and actually not to know what happened with the corpses, is really, really worrying. And the solidarity of the people is impressive. So this is impressive that people that have never met the victims come here, pay their respects, touches everybody's heart.
People signing a book of condolence at the Dutch embassy in Dublin for people who died on board flight MH17 last Thursday. And that book at the Dutch embassy on Merrion Road in Dublin will open again tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock and again then from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. That was Brian Lally reporting.